Here's tech guy Richard Pascoe. Good morning.
Morning, Darren. What a wonderful week in football it was.
Do you want to sink the boot into Essendon, do you?
Well, we did it, though, didn't we? Good heavens, what a wind.
They're under the pump, to say the least, at the moment, Essendon.
Yes. You could say that slightly, couldn't you?
Mm.
I think they can offer you the coaching.
So who do your Port Adelaide play this week?
The Crows.
Oh, the showdown. Hello.
The showdown. I think it's already sold out.
Yeah.
Right now, so there'll be 50,000 there. Robbie Gray, who has announced his retirement yesterday, absolute champion for Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
Last game for that. You know, I think we might be a short price favourite for Saturday night.
Yeah, I'll tip your blokes against the Crows. Yep. All right, let's get on to tech stuff. Now I mentioned just before the news that you were coming on to talk about .com.au, and I said it looks like .com.au is going to be replaced by .au, but it's actually not being replaced. They're just adding another domain name, right?
Exactly right. So they're just adding .au. So if you've got a .com.au or .net.au, you've only got until next month to secure your equivalent address under the new .au domain. Why would you do that? Because people have asked me already, Darren. There is a risk of cyber squatters, so somebody might come out and go, you know what, I might try and register 7ad.au.
Right.
Then you've got to go into battle to try and get that back. So if you've got a domain name out there, I'd have a serious think about going along and grabbing it. If you do get it now, what happens is it's placed in a hold until September 20th when this all becomes live. After September 20th, it's going to be open season on anything then. So, you know, you've really got to go along and have a good hard look and say, do I need this? The other thing that's highlighted for me is that after September 20th, say somebody does grab 7ad.au and they set up an email address from darren@7ad.au and suddenly emails are going out saying, congratulations, you've won this, but you need to go along and send by email all your bank account details. So it's going to become, I reckon, a nightmare after September 20 for a lot of businesses. So I've written all of this is right now up on my website as well. So have a good hard think about what you might want to do about this. But my advice would be grab the .au domain so that nobody else grabs it.
All right, so you go to domain administration, right?
Yeah, whoever hosts your domain on there. So everybody's domain is hosted differently by different companies. So, you know, I mean, I host domains for some people. There's crazy domains. There's Melbourne IT. There's hundreds of them out there.
Yeah.
But they can't go along and put it into the public until September 20. Then I think it'll become open season.
Right. And for people who want to drop the com and just have .au, they can do so from...
They can do that after September 20 if you want to. And, you know, I'm already thinking of a couple of names I might like to use after that as well.
Okay.
Because I've only got 14 domain names that I've bought, and I might need some more.
I tell you what. Someone must have Jesus.com, right?
Oh, yeah.
So for those of you who believe, and if he comes back at some stage in the future and he's tech savvy, he'll have to buy...
he'll have to buy a lot of domains. Yeah. He will, so yes.
Mm. All right, let's go to scamming now. So Microsoft admits that it can't stop all the scammers.
It has. So we get all these scamming emails that come in, all these junk emails. Now, Microsoft was asked last week why it's still unable to make sure that all this sort of stuff goes straight to junk. Now, the company spokesman explained that if you're using Outlook, you can customise your junk folder. And I'd urge people out there to go along and do this because the default setting on your junk folder is no automatic filtering, which means a lot of spam does get through. So turn it on to high. I do it on everybody's computer that I see. But they also then explain, like all email services, Hotmail and Outlook for both consumer and commercial, they've got spam filters to block unsolicited spam mail. And they said, we can't block it all as spammers are continuously changing tactics. Now, that's a bit sad to me that despite Microsoft's finest talents, they can't do it. So it raises a question for me, Darren. But if tech companies have now become so adept at stalking us, they know our every word and movement, why can't they stop this?
Yeah, fair question.
Fair question, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. So I know you put lots of information about this up on your website and Facebook page, right?
Yep.
So people, if they want more information, just go there, right, and have a look.
Go there. If you go back, if you search for Outlook on there, I've told you how to turn on Outlook junk email filtering on there.
Yeah, all right. Any more you want to mention about that?
No.
All right, let's go to the BMW 7. Okay, so packed full of fancy technology, including a massive 31-inch screen in the back seat that folds down from the ceiling. Problem is, you know, if you might want to look out the back window of the car while you're driving.
Exactly right.
The TV there.
What were they thinking? So 31-inch, you got the kids in the back, we'll drop the screen down, go look in the rearview mirror, can't see a thing at all. Because of the base of it. So you know what BMW's answer was?
Oh, we've got a button you can press?
If they've got a button they can press and it raises back up to the roof.
Okay, well, that's a fair argument.
It is, but I've also got, yeah, but if you don't want to disturb the kids in the back while they're watching a movie, on there as well, look at the cameras that we've embedded. So they've got some displays on the front. So basically you've got to take your eyes off the road to look at the cameras to see what's going on behind you in the car, which to me I think is dangerous as well.
Yeah.
So they say, yeah, you can fold up to the roof, but I've got one more for you, Darren. Imagine you're driving behind the car and there's this enormous TV in the back of this car. What are you going to do? You're going to want to get as close to the car to see what they're watching. Really?
What are they watching?
Exactly right. So BMW, the people that bought us the giant TV screen in the back and are also charging us monthly subscriptions just to have a heated steering wheel. Good heavens.
You've gone off them.
I'll never be sponsored by BMW.
All right. Okay, thanks for that. And by the way, I've just checked about Jesus.com.
Yes.
All right, so there is a registered Jesus.com and there's also a registered Jesus.com.au.
There we go. Jesus is everywhere.
So if he comes back, he's going to have to pay for it.
That's it.
Yeah. All right, mate, thanks for that, and we'll catch you next week.
Look forward to it, Darren.
All right, Richard's excellent website. If you go to talktech.com.au, you'll find him there, 7AD.